Hello guys, and welcome back to the Automation Rotation Podcast, where we talk about everything from machinery to cars to the history of cars and machinery, which we'll be talking about today. Today we'll be talking about how automotive companies survived the Great Depression. And honestly, guys, it was a game of blood and murder. Although this company is the number one company in America across all boards for selling cars and profits, Ford was actually number three in the Great Depression among sales. Chrysler and GM were the other two, which this would make the big three, which we'll talk about later. Chrysler and GM were the other two of the big three. Chrysler was number two on this list right out of 1930, right during the Great Depression. And GM was number one. Now, they survived, but they all had, this all had effects on the history of automotive. Many small companies got shut out. As the big three got bigger in the 30s, the big three, Chrysler, Ford, and GM, as they all got bigger, the market shares for other companies, the smaller companies like we talked about, dropped from 25 cents. Their market shares dropped from 25 cents in 1929 to just 10 cents in 1910. Now, many companies, like the small companies, like I said, they folded because of these three big companies taking over the whole market. So the Great Depression really changed our whole course of automotive and car company history. I mean, just think, if Ford hadn't pulled themselves, if Ford wasn't one of the big three, we might have a different company as our number one company selling automotive and automobiles in the world right now. So it's a very big deal. Now, the companies that closed, the ones that folded up because of the big three, were Cord, Durant, Franklin, Peerless, and many more. Now, these companies, imagine if Cord was number one instead of Ford. I'm saying this is very important to the automotive history, as in, this changed everything. So let's get on with it. Now, Ford had the most issues of all the other big three during the Great Depression. And in 1930, they only made $40 million profit. Which that was actually their good year. And Ford lost $28 million in profit between 1932 and 1933, 2 years following 1930. They lost a ton of money. Ford had many layoffs here. Like, they laid off a lot of their workers. And they also stopped advertising, which was a huge thing because that allowed GM and Chrysler to get above them. Now, what ended up saving Ford was that the father, Henry, took back over the business. And Henry, with his amazing ability to just be Henry and being able to go from nothing and survive like he had way back whenever he raced the big companies that were just starting out, the bigger companies, to be able to sell an automobile, the history of Ford, which we will talk about in the future. He was the guy that could take over the business, and he took over the business. He gave his business to his son, Edsel Ford. He gave it to Edsel, and Edsel couldn't handle it during the Great Depression, so Henry took back over, and he ran the company. And because of his ability to use his brain to get out of things and be able to compete, this is the reason that Ford stayed alive, was because of Henry Ford. Henry took back over, and Henry will let Ford stay alive. Now, GM and Chrysler, we're going to get to them. They also had issues. GM's production dropped from 19 million in 1929 to just 526,000 units. They went from 19 million. Is that correct? They went from 19 million in 1929 to just 526,000 units in 1932. Now, GM ended up cutting many cars to save the company, such as the Viking and the Oakland. They cut those two cars completely, and they were never seen again. Now, GM is smart by doing this, because if they've done it in the past, whenever they've been bailed out, back in 2008, they cut the Hummer. And by cutting these cars, people were like, why'd you cut the car? We liked it. Well, we have to stay afloat. And this is a very smart strategy to stay afloat by GM. They ended up cutting the Viking and the Oakland. They were never seen again. And by 1932, GM had laid off over half of its workers. And the workers that were still left, their hour and pay were cut big time. Their hours, like, they could not work as many hours as they normally would. They would work a lot less. They could not work. If you worked for GM still, your hours were cut big time and your salary was cut too. They couldn't afford it. And also with GM, what GM did, the ultimate thing, not just cutting their cars, but ultimately ended up saving GM, was that they combined, they have all these different car makers in one company. They're General Motors, Chrysler, not Chrysler, but Buick, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, and Chevrolet. They all combined. They put all these different car manufacturers into one to end up saving their company. They did that to save their company because if it lowered the cost, it put everything in one area, and it helped them out. And that was the reason that GM exceeded and went to number one and survived the Great Depression. Now, the final company we're going to be talking about was number two on the Big Three's list during the Depression, and that is Chrysler. Chrysler succeeded to the second spot in the Depression mainly because of their product lineup. And their main vehicle in that lineup, which was the Plymouth. The Plymouth was a hit for Chrysler. Chrysler hit it right on the money. They did an amazing job. When they put out the Plymouth, the sales went like up big time. And this was what kept Chrysler afloat. One in four cars and where is it? By 1932, the Plymouth, where's the spot? And in 1932, one in four, was making sure on the date there, guys. One in four cars in 1932 was a Plymouth. Think about this. You see 16 cars go down the road, and four of those cars are Plymouths. And there's a ton of automakers at this time. A lot of them are folding, but there's still a ton. That's amazing to me. Now, Chrysler, they made money. They made a ton of money here. And the reason they didn't go to number one was because they owed a huge debt. Just before then, the Chrysler started off their company in 1924, and they had bought Dodge. They bought Dodge as soon as they bought Dodge in 27. Now, Chrysler, they made a smart move by doing this. This grew their company and ultimately saved them by being able to combine Dodge and Chrysler together. They ultimately saved their business. Now, the Chrysler here, they made a very, very smart decision by buying them, but they owed a huge debt, so they did not go to number one. They owed a $60 million debt to Dodge because if they bought Dodge out, and almost all the profits, a good portion of the profits went to paying that debt off. Now, Chrysler ended up becoming debt-free by 1935. And also, I mean, that's how Chrysler saved their company. That's how Chrysler saved the company. Now, Chrysler saved their company by the Plymouth and by combining their, but by combining themselves with Dodge before. I mean, and this, Chrysler was a young company. They were only around for 8 years whenever the Depression came around, and they were very lucky to survive it. But they survived because of the Plymouth. So, now, besides the automakers, to conclude here, before also, besides the car manufacturers saving themselves, the people ultimately saved the car manufacturers too. Because of, we doubled our highways nationwide right during the Depression. We doubled our amount of highways, and with the addition of parking meters and drive-in theaters all across the U.S., this ultimately pulled us, the automakers, out of the Depression. They battled through it, and they survived, but what pulled them out was the people. People pulled them out of the Depression, which ultimately happens a lot. People pull themselves out of things. This formed what's now known as the Big Three today, which ultimately is huge. I mean, these three are probably the biggest auto sellers in America right now. And currently, number one is Ford. Number two is GM, which owns GM, Chevy, Buick, all of them, and Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, which Ford is Ford, Mercury, and Lincoln. So, yeah. That is it, guys. That is how the automakers survived the Great Depression. I think it is very interesting how they did this and how market shares and how they managed to do this. This takes some very good thinking and some very good business skills. And if things haven't if things did not go the way that it would have that it did go, we could have been seeing Cord or Franklin being our number one company. I mean, it's pretty insane how this happened. And well, that's gonna be it for today, guys. I really hope you enjoyed this episode of the Automation Rotation Podcast. I certainly did. Thank you guys all for watching, and we'll see you all in the next one. Goodbye.